Now, afternoons on SEN.
Yeah, it is afternoons. Welcome back to the program. Busy hour coming up. We'll have Tristan Merlihan. He's the number one seed up there at topsport.com.au. The 2 o'clock flock is there. Your chance to win $100 cash. And remember, that's put up by topsport.com.au. We'll have the sounds of the game, and then we're going to dive into the text line, and we do that for sbsfence.com.au. Before that, we're going to go inside Blues Camp over there in Perth, getting ready for Game 2 of the State of Origin. A man lining up for his 14th straight State of Origin game is Damien Cook from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. He's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Cookie.
How you going, mate? Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. How's Blues Camp, mate? How are you acclimatising to Perth?
Yeah, it's been lovely over here, mate. We've had a couple of good sessions, a bit of a lighter one yesterday, and got some hard work done today and had a good session. So now about to go in the gym, but no, it's all been good over here in Perth.
Yeah, so that's interesting, Damien, about how much preparation you can do within this abbreviated week leading up to this game. Do you find it very different from the 10-day preparation?
Oh, it's all about managing the players that have come in from the weekend's games.
Yeah.
We're lucky we had a Thursday game, but, there's some boys that played on the Saturday, Sunday as well, so you have to manage those. That's why I probably had the lighter session yesterday, and but we have to get some hard work done today, but a day off tomorrow. So, ticking all the right boxes at the moment, mate. It's all about just making sure we're fresh and ready to go and understand what we're going to do come Sunday.
Changes are what a lot of people are talking about. Obviously, you're one of them, out of the starting side and onto the bench. How was that communicated to you, Damien, and what were your thoughts when Freddie told you that was going to happen?
Look, we understood there was going to be changes after the first game. It's not a whole season we've got to do here. We've got three games the best of three games. So, after the first one, made some changes, being one of them, moving to the bench. He got us both together, me, myself and Appy, and just said that, we're going to go two hookers this week and start with Appy. So he told us pretty straight up, and that's all it was. And, you got to move on and do whatever it takes to get the job done.
Yeah. Were you happy with your performance in the first game?
Yeah, look, definitely some parts. We weren't quite on the front foot as much as we'd like to. We were forced to do a lot of defence. Definitely thought I had some good parts of the game. But, I think the dynamic we're going to have will definitely help us go on to win this game on Sunday. I think Appy's going to do a great job. You have some great combinations from club level there to get us off to a good start. And then and hopefully I can come on there and do the best of the team and whatever needs to be done to get the win. So that's all it's all about this week, mate. Everyone's got to do their part and, whatever it takes.
Yeah. Well, for what it's worth, Damien, I thought you were excellent in that first game. Really great wholehearted performance. However, that Harry Grant from the bench, Ben Hunt starting combination seemed to work with Queensland. How much have you and Freddie and the team looked at what they did with their rotation and how they used those two players?
Not too much, honestly. We haven't talked about strategy, how it's going to work with Abby and myself. But, obviously they had a bit of joy, Benny Hunt and Harry Grant, in that game. Harry come off the bench and a big part of that was in the ruck. And they just sort of, they won the ruck pretty much most of the game. So for us, that's where it's got to be done. We've got to be better there, whether it's with the ball, without controlling it. And if we're in attack and haven't been on the front foot, that's where the likes of Appy and myself will get some joy in the half. So that's where the battle's got to be done.
Yeah. Hey, Cookie, you've been there for Freddie as an entirety as a State of Origin coach. How's he been this week?
He dropped out there. Sorry.
Oh, you've been with in their squad with Freddie as the coach for your entire time. How's he been this week? There's a sense that there's a fair bit of pressure on Fred this game.
Not really. You never can tell how he's feeling. He's pretty relaxed most of the time. When needs to, he chimes in at training and says what needs to be said. But at the moment, he looks pretty calm and relaxed, but that's how he is all camps. And then the closer we get to games, Friday we'll have more to say, and then come captain's run and game day. So he builds the camp up nicely, but he understands you've got to get the hard work done when we're training, but definitely just relaxed and rest up when we're away.
Are you still earthing? Is that still part of the getting the minerals in?
Yeah. Yeah, we've done that this morning. The grass over in Scarborough is a bit warmer on the feet than it was in Coogee. Getting some different minerals over here, mate.
Isn't that... Because when I go outside with the kids and go running around and they've got no shoes on, I say, kids, go and put the shoes on. They say, no doubt I'm earthing. I'm getting the minerals
good
in. So he's got...
Good for you, mate.
Exactly. What about the new guys? How's Matty Burton and CSC for Talakai?
Mate, yes, Sif has been awesome. Play a little bit of footy with him at South Sydney and see his journey to back now playing alongside him here. That's awesome. Really, really happy for him. But, he's going to be special. He's definitely going to provide that X factor. You know, we've seen what he can do. He's a big, powerful runner and definitely going to provide some good defence for us as well, some good shots. So looking forward to seeing him get out there and rip here. He's impressive to watch for a guy that plays 5'8". He's like for his club, he's an unbelievable centre. He's bigger than I thought he was, and stronger than I thought he was. So he's doing really good, and looking forward to him. I think he'll be here for a long time.
Based on what you've seen, based on how you know these guys, who do you think's in for a big State of Origin 2?
Are you talking about the new guys, mate?
Oh no, anyone in the squad.
Anyone on the squad? Liam Martin's going to have a big game. I think he will, especially after they called him out. But then, I think Birdo's definitely going to add something. And I like Crichton with that pen of connection there. I feel like there's, with him and Rome's down there together, I think they're going to be a good combination, mate. So Nate will do a lot of the guiding around the park, but I think those guys are going to create some great X factor off the back of that. I like they do at club level, and hopefully they can bring that club form into combinations into this game.
So you and Liam Martin and Liam and the team have had a bit of a conversation around what's been pointed out by, obviously this is a leak from the Queensland camp to the local journalist up there at the Courier Mail. Look, keep an eye out for this.
Oh, I think he's a grub too, mate. That's what we told him. So I've seen him on social media. So every morning we get our breakfast and he puts your fingers in his food, in our food, and that. He's a grub, mate.
Well, there you go. The Courier Mail got it right. The other big story that a lot of people want to talk about is Jake Trbojevic and the fact that he's back in the side. And look, I don't know Jake, but everything you hear from him is the ultimate pro. How's it been having Gerbo back in the squad?
Mate, it's been great to have him back in here. He's his experience. I think that he comes straight back in and for someone not in game two, first training session, very vocal, sharing his experience and what we've got to do. And I thought that was impressive. And just how he can help middle. I think there's a lot. It's going to be really good for us. And I think that's the main thing. Just his leadership and experience is going to be good for us and give us a lot of confidence having him on the field with us.
Yeah. Mate, on behalf of the South Sydney fans that are listening, I've got to ask you, I guess it's a bit frustrating for you. You'd love to get out there and play another game for the Rabbits after the disappointment of last week. What can you tell those fans?
Oh, I think that was definitely just a slip up, mate. I think the first couple of games before that, was really starting to build and, something wrong went there. And just too many of us weren't on the same page and, everything went right for them and everything went wrong for us. And it was just those days at the office, that first 25, 30 minutes. But you look at after that, the amount of work we had to do in that 30 minutes and to come back in the second part of the game. I know it's the scoreline didn't reflect that, but the next part of the game was 12-0 and that felt like they were on the back foot. And we probably bombed some opportunities with scoreboard pressure. So we understand we're a good side. We just need to start believing in it a bit more.
Yeah. Latrell back this week or next week from what we hear as well. Mate, we're talking jersey presentations today. When you played your game one back in 2018, did you get your jersey presented to you?
We've had a few different ones coming back in Origin. We've had Mark Guy, Gus. I think Gus might have been one of the first ones as well. We've presented our jerseys to each other, and then we've also recently had family come in and present the new debutantes as well, which has been special.
Yeah, right. Yeah, excellent. And I've got to ask you, Cookie, I know you're up the road, mate. Le Cure, how's that going? Port Hacking Road down there at Carringbar South?
Yeah, it's going well, mate. We've obviously been through COVID and stuff like that, but come out the other side there, and it's still everyone's getting in there and you know, enjoying it for what it is. So it's appreciate all the locals doing it.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, Cookie, great to have some time with you today, mate. Massive game on Sunday. We wish you all the very best with that, and as I say, appreciate your time. Go well, mate.
No worries, mate. See ya.
There he is, Damien Cook. He is going to be a key for New South Wales, isn't he? Coming off the bench in jersey number 14. I thought he was fantastic in game one. Be interesting to see how that plays out with Appy Korosau as well. Take your thoughts on all of that. 1-300-01-1170. Get us on the text line as well, 0457 736 736. All right, we'll take a break. After the break, we're back, resuming normal programming. Tristan Merlihan from Top Sport. .com.au and the 2 o'clock flock. Call now for your chance to win that $100 cash. 1-300-01-1170.